Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you both. 809, joined now by Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. But before that, a superintendent at NOPD, the head of the Washington State Police, and the head of the Nashville City Police throughout a distinguished career. So we like to talk to him about crime every week to see what he's thinking about. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay. Murder capital of the world. Another murder this morning we hear about. This plan that we hear about with the consultants, has any of that been instituted yet, or are we still planning?
Well, you know, we hear mixed messages from inside the police department and through news sources that some part of it may have been implemented. Chief Westbrook was moved. That was part of the plan. At one point, it was going to be 212, and now it sounds like it's 100. But nonetheless, whenever it gets implemented, we're still way behind the curve on murders. I think since Monday, there's been maybe 3, to include the one you just spoke of. Mm-hmm. It's bad news for a community when the Wall Street Journal, one of the major publications of America, says that you're the crime capital. It's just bad news. It's not good for the health of a community.
So you have had a long and distinguished career, but I think people want to know how quickly something like this can be turned around. Is it going to be an evolution or a revolution? And what's a realistic time frame for getting a handle on crime in the city?
That's a really good question, Tommy. I think evolutionary is how to fix and maintain a recruitment and retention strategy that's long-term thinking, that's not just crisis thinking. Revolutionary can be, we're going to focus our efforts on acting before crimes occur, proactively acting before crimes occur, as opposed to merely going after a crime has happened, the victim has been created, and measure how fast we are at being late. So there's two pieces. You know, it's going to take some time to get the recruitment and retention thing straightened out, but it's not going to take as much time to turn around some of those super violent crimes. Tommy, we know this in our business. We know this from the science. Small number of people in small number of streets commit the majority of violent crime in America. New Orleans is no different. It's a matter of focusing on those people with every available resource you got, and you have to create those resources sometimes.
And let's pick it up there when we come back about creating resources and what that would look like. We're talking with Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. He's been involved with crime fighting for a long time. We'd like to get his opinions and hear what he has to say. As you all know by now, New Orleans, the murder capital of the world, as proclaimed by the Wall Street Journal front page. 812, back in a flash, WWL. 817, now talking to Ronald Surpass, former head of the NOPD, the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, now a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice. So before the break, we were talking about some things that could be done, I guess, right now that you would, did you say create? How did you phrase it, sir?
You have to create staffing capacity, right? So yeah. Say they wanted to take 100 people out of the department and move it to the field. A critique of that plan would be it just moved them to answering radio calls, which are important, but answering radio calls is always after a victim has been created. Maybe a lot of other departments, and some I'm very familiar with, would have moved 100 people to go find the criminals, go mm-hmm. find the very dangerous people in the very small spaces that they conduct that. Interesting fact, Tommy, 2% of America's counties represent 28% of the American population, and those 2% of counties are responsible for 50% of the murders in the country. It's a very small segment of your community and a very small number of people, and you have to find ways to give officers direction, time, and support to go find that very small number of people. Responding to the call is important, but it's always late. Always late.
Somebody texted in. I think it's an interesting text. Tomorrow, you get the job of police chief. They want to know 3 to 5 specific things you could do as the new superintendent to affect violent crime and make it safer in New Orleans.
What we've done before, I'd find every available person and put them into a proactive mode, looking for dangerous people in dangerous places. Make hiring, recruitment, and retention the highest priority, not just when it's noted as a crisis, but make it every day, every year for all the things you do. Make sure that you train the community officer, train the officers that the community is your best friend, the community is your support network, and the community is what helps you solve crimes. Cops can't solve crimes unless people are willing to talk. If beg, borrow, and steal every other law enforcement, local, state, and federal agency within my grasp to help give me resources for the first priority, which is go find the dangerous people first.
That would be by serving warrants. Are there warrants, outstanding warrants, that aren't being served? Is that by intelligence? How do you go find the really dangerous people?
All of the above. Warrants are usually something very easy. There's a lot of warrants. Criminal investigations that look for people who are exchanging guns illegally in the city and where their guns are being used and how they're being used. Looking at repeat offenders, you know, it's very common in this business that someone gets shot on Monday and survives, and their friend will shoot the person who killed them by Thursday, shot them by Thursday. Interrupting that cycle of violence, we've done it many times in the history of our time, and you can do it. When you think about some of the crimes like carjackings and armed robberies, you got to work closely with the community to help make spaces more difficult to be seen as easy targets. So it's a bunch of different punches you throw all at the same time, or it's a bunch of different offensive plays. And proactive policing is looking for warrants, looking for guns, looking for drugs, looking for connectivity between people who are ordering the shooting of other people.
Let me clean this up. I said New Orleans was the murder capital of the world. That is inaccurate. It is the murder capital of the United States. My apologies to everybody at New Orleans and Company. You got enough problems. You don't need me making it worse. When we come back, I want to talk about a tweet I saw about Indian Reservation Police being brought in for security at the Superdome. And I don't know if that's true or not, or what kind of help you could get from other departments, because, again, this is a serious situation in the city, and although a lot of talk has been done, I don't know that we've seen any real progress, or if you can tell us of anything that's been done that's going to net any results. 8:21, time for traffic now, WWL.
From the Acadian Windows and Siding WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Good morning. I-10 East Kenner to New Orleans, starting about a mile past 310. Very heavy congestion goes to Veterans Boulevard. I-10 West New Orleans East to downtown. The brake lights start at Bullard, heaviest around the Morrison Curve, then eases at the high rise. Downtown elevated, very busy from Elysian Fields to the flyover. Flyover barely moving to Business 90. Crescent City Connection is clear to the West Bank. West Bank to downtown, a sea of brake lights start at Terry Parkway and continue over the river. 610 West to I-10 West starting just beyond City Park, going through the merge to Bonneville. Moderate congestion there. Have an accident at West Esplanade. Residual backup has made it onto southbound Causeway. Have a traffic tip? Call WWL at 504-260-INFO.
8:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. Former NOPD chief, New Orleans, the murder capital of the United States, and what things could be done immediately for people to see a difference or be safer. I was telling you I saw a tweet about, and I don't know if it's true or not, that they're bringing in police officers from a reservation to help with security in the dome. I don't know if you know that's if that's true or not. And what about bringing in officers from other areas to help? Is that a viable solution or not?
Yeah, Tommy, I always try to be clear when I'm making an editorial comment versus a professional comment. Here's an editorial. The Superdome exists for the value and the benefit of the state and the Benson enterprise. Those officers are there not to protect anything other than the ability for that party to go well every Sunday when the Saints play. Mm-hmm. So really, it's not nothing to do with helping the city of New Orleans. The officers who work there are working for the Superdome and being paid by the Superdome. They're being paid by the fan base, thank goodness, not the citizens base particularly. And as a result, they will find any state certified police officers to help fill the 70, 80 positions that they need, particularly as the NOPD is shrinking. As a global question of off-duty employment, meaning paid details in Orleans Parish, more and more of those vendors are finding that officers are not available to work or choosing just not to work extra hours. And remember this about off-duty details. You have to work your 40 hours anyway to be able to work extra hours. So a lot of officers just aren't interested in doing that anymore.
But
I think you're
going
to see more and more variety of people going to the dome.
Let me jump in for a second about officers working overtime. That is a source of supplemental income for them, though, right?
Oh, it absolutely is. But when people talk about working these off-duty engagements, you got to remember they had to do 40 hours regular first. So they're working 60, 70 hours a week when maybe other people might only be working 40 hours a week. It's part of the business. But what I'm saying is across the country, and New Orleans is no exception, we're seeing that younger and younger people are really not as interested in working 50, 60, 70 hours a week. They would rather work their 40 and adjust their life to the 40. That makes it hard for the dome to hire people. Thus, they're looking for any trained law enforcement officer that they could find if it's true they're using Indian area police. Would make sense to me.
I guess what I was asking is, would that be a reason why NOPD officers would be leaving because they can't work the detail work, which is important to their income, or are they making that up in overtime?
More of B and none of A. There are plenty of paid detail opportunities that are just going unfilled because the officers don't want to work them. And don't work sounds like a pejorative. No, they just prefer not to work, you know, a 16-hour day instead of an 8-hour day.
Okay, so it's not that, but maybe we're saying the same thing in different ways. I'm saying because they are so overworked, they would like to work the detail and get the additional money, but they're too tired to do it. Or you're saying, no, they just don't need it, or don't the policing has changed and they're not as anxious to do detail work as they were before.
We're both saying correct things. Those things exist mutually.
You can have
both conditions in different officers. Absolutely.
All right, so I'm getting texts from bringing in officers from other departments, et cetera, et cetera. The money's got to come from somewhere for that. Somebody else texted in National Guard, as they usually do. Your thoughts on that in a minute that's left?
Right. National Guard can't do civil law enforcement. They're only for emergencies declared to allow them federally to be even in your community. They can't do civil police enforcement. Secondly, if we're short of people, so is JP, so is St. Tammany, so is everyone else. Why would they send their scarce resource to the city of New Orleans? Many departments around the state look at the city of New Orleans' staffing woes as a self-inflicted wound, so it's not really in their interest to come help. And they have their own shortages to deal with.
All right, thanks. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. And it's not funny, but it just seems like we keep talking and talking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.